everybody. Welcome to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason. That's Darren. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really do appreciate your patronage and your five-star reviews on the iTunes and Stitcher and Google Play, blah, 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 blah. So make sure you're doing that. Make sure you are stealing friends' phones and just adding our show as a subscription to their podcast feed, because that's really what you can do for Christmas and Hanukkah. That's the best gift you can give, which is the gift of the Jason Rantz Show.
Mm-hmm. And while you're in there, read through old text messages.
Well, obviously. Go through the photos. Mm-hmm. I mean, just assume they're cheating.
Try to find some
nudes.
Which
I think makes it a lot easier as a detective. If you just make the assumption, you're going to be looking at things in a different way.
Guilty until proven.
Totally. I'm with you on that
one. To be guilty because they're guilty.
So some stuff to talk about, I suppose. I've been wanting to talk about the fact that Hanson has a brand new album out, which is just shocking to me because would just never assume that Hanson would still be doing what it is they're doing. But it's kind of a cheat. This new album is just the acoustic version of all of their songs, basically, because it's a two-disc album.
If you don't start with Umbop, then you're not good at radio.
You have to start with Umbop, obviously. Okay. So this is part of the version. And by the way, so I just went on to Amazon.com. to look up the album, because they've already got the cuts and there's no ads or anything, so it's really easy to get like a 30-second snippet or whatever, however long this is. Someone is logged in, and named Kendra, and I have no idea who that is, because we don't have a Kendra that works in this building, and I didn't realize it until because I saw that there were five items in the shopping cart. I was like, because then I was like, did I log in by accident? Because there's only three people who really use this computer on a regular basis.
Is that Jeremy's wife's name?
I don't know. So whoever
you said
it is.
Amazon that you're on?
Yeah, it's Amazon.
Well, when I sign in, it says Ashley.
Does it? Okay.
She's the one with the Prime account.
I just don't know who it is.
Could be Jeremy's wife or...
It doesn't matter whose it is. I was just throwing it out there to, you know, if I was mean or... if I was nice, depending on your perspective, I would just buy this album for you, and so you could get it delivered just in time for Christmas. But anyway, okay, here's Umbop, acoustic version. And it's good. Listen to those harmonies. Can you tell me who is still care? This is good.
Outstanding.
You can pretend all you want, but this is a good song. It was a catchy song. It was perfect for the time that it came out, and I think it's evolved in a good way.
It was my best friend's ringtone ringtones were a thing.
Whatever
forever.
Happened to that?
I don't know.
So that was kind of good. So Where's the Love was actually one of my favorite songs of theirs back in the day, and here it is acoustic. Just give it a hope. Makes the world go round and round and round. Come on, this is good. Oh, it's so good. I kind of want to buy it, but I don't, because I don't want to be embarrassed if someone were to see it.
But you're not embarrassed to talk about it on the radio.
My world works a little bit differently. Come on, this is good.
It's not me, fam.
Come on, that was good. And I can't remember any of their other
songs.
Hits. Do you remember any?
Of course not.
They had a few... big singles after Umbop. That was one of them, but I don't remember any of the other ones. So we're just going to take a dip into some of these other songs, and I'm just judging it now based on how popular it is according to the little icon next to, and weirdly, almost all these songs, presumably, because this is almost like a best of, all have really high notes. Here's Reaching for the Sky, Part 1.
Sounds Christmassy.
It does kind of sound Christmassy, which is different because they have a Christmas album that I did buy and I'm proud of. There's a good book on to those who
wait. Oh, my computer's hot now. People don't belong in clouds or space. Turn my computer up. It's just an empty quest.
Again, man. So, I mean, if you want to hear Christmas music from Hanson, I'd be happy to do it, because I told you that I'm a big fan of Finally It's Christmas, which is an awesome song. It's a tremendous song. Oh, yeah. You get tonight. And it already has that sound. Don't add more, then it's too much. Then you're overboard. More sleigh bells. Don't delay, cause Santa's on his way. Come on, this is a good song.
Down to Christmas Day.
I'm just gonna let you have your
Don't
moment.
Don't dismay, pull your cares away. It's gonna be okay. Cause finally it's Christmas.
And then he hits a note that I can never hit. So if you're looking for, I almost was going to do a Jason Rancho Christmas guide of like a gift guide. And I think I'm still going to do it.
Okay.
And because here's why I think it's going to work. I'm going to be totally legit. I'm not going to, there's not going to be a wink and a nod of like goofy gifts. I'm going to go all in because I think it's funnier if I take it completely seriously.
Yeah.
There's just something, the problem is because I get judged on page views. And so far, every single blog I've written has exceeded the goal. Literally every single one I've done. So I might cheat in one part and say you should subscribe to the Daily Wire so you can get Ben Shapiro's show.
Uh-huh.
Because then I'll get him to retweet it. I can't get him to retweet if it's just a gift guide, I don't think. But maybe if I just throw a couple of those in.
A gift guide is
yeah.
what you want to do?
Like, I'm just going to go all in and say these are gifts that I recommend. And they'll be like,
okay.
Yeah, at this time of year, it's like top 10 gifts for the ones you love or for the yeah. person who has everything, those kinds of things.
Ooh.
I'm not even going to have a theme. I'm just going to say these are good gifts for Christmas, and Hanukkah's already over, so these are good gifts for Christmas. Don't you think it would be funny if I
yeah,
just leaned in and just totally, 100% serious?
I'll try to think of some stuff, too.
I think it'd be kind of fun.
I got your gift.
Oh, you got me my gift?
Uh-huh.
We're going to do our Christmas thing next week at some point, because I'm out of town starting the 21st after the show. Maybe we'll just do it on the 21st so there's no awkwardness when you give me the gift that I don't like, and I don't have to see you again until after the new year.
It's perfect.
And you're definitely going to like my gifts, because I'm real. Give me credit. I'm a good gift giver.
Yeah, no, you are.
I actually spend money on it, because again, this is all part of me making up for being such a bad person to work with over the course of an entire year. I make up with it by getting
it's good
like
gifts. A Christmas bonus.
Do you use, it is a Christmas bonus. Do you use the gift I got? What did I get you last year?
An Alexa.
Okay. Yeah, so you use Alexa. What else?
It's at my little station.
I got you Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore, right.
I got you something else and I can't remember what it was. Right?
I feel like that's it.
I didn't get you a third gift.
I don't know.
I think I did. Something booze related. Maybe I got Jacob the booze thing and I got AirPods. But I spent virtually the same on both of you. So I'm pretty sure I got you something else. I had to have, because an Alexa isn't as expensive as an AirPod, so I remember
AirPods
making up for it. $150, I think it was.
Yeah, that's how much AirPods are, I think.
Yeah, and an Alexa, the one I got you at least, was the higher end one, but that was just because I think I got it on sale, so it was $100.
I use it, I go, Alexa, play, and then
I love my Alexa, and I finally got it to connect with my Hue. Do you have Hue lights that connect?
No.
So I'm not getting that for you, because
that's
like $250.
I want this.
So you can just say, Alexa, turn on house lights, and then it turns on the house lights.
Now, yeah, if I had a home, I would do that.
Well, I rent. You just replace the bulbs with these.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome, because I'll just be like, as I'm walking out the door in the morning, rather than close all the lights, I say, Alexa, turn off house lights, and they just turn off, and I walk away. But the cool thing is on the Hue, when it works, and I've had so many problems with Philips Hue, so I don't recommend them, actually, and there's lots of other – there are knockoff versions, which are probably better – when you get close to the house, it automatically turns on your lights. And if you get far away from the house, it automatically turns off your lights.
Whoa. Wait, how does it even know? Just through your app?
Through your phone. It can tell you give it permission to track you. Now, I don't know if it works or how it would work with – it works for me because I'm single. And so if there was someone else in the home and I walked away and then the lights just turned off, it would be kind of weird. But you can have it so certain lights turn off. Like the one that a lot of people use this one for is like your front porch for homeowners. When you get there, it turns on, or your garage lights or your
That'd
kitchen,
cool.
whatever it is, it turns
I
on.
I want to be able to like turn off lights from the bedroom when I'm like that Ashley leaves on while
That's
I'm in bed.
That's why I originally got it. I'm already in bed because I end my day by doing some work on my computer, my Surface, on my bed. And they're like, okay, I just want to put on the covers and just go to bed. So I can't without getting up and turning off the lights. Now I just say, Alexa, turn off your lights. Or I also have my app that tracks my sleeping. It when I hit the app to turn on the alarm, it automatically turns off the Hue lights. It's really cool.
Yeah, because I have to sleep with the door ajar, because I have cats, and cats don't like closed doors.
Let's just see how much it is, the Philips Hues, because you can't just buy. So the starter kit is $70, but that only comes with two light bulbs, and I think each of the light bulbs cost $40. Now the lights, they last.
Yeah,
these are halogen.
But I mean,
they
I have
a
like
very long time.
I have like track lighting in the kitchen.
You can get some track lighting. They have different versions. I mean, they've got you covered for them, but it can be. I think actually they've got, if you just get the white lights, because they have ones that change colors, which is the ones I have. I've got some white lights too. You can get four for $40. So it's actually, it's on sale for $40. They're usually $50. So it's not that bad. But yeah, whatever. Anyway, let's take a quick break. Welcome back to the After Show podcast. I'm Jason. That is Darren. The award nominations came out from the Broadcast Critics Association for Best Picture and all that, their version of the Oscars. Now, I'm a voting member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association. So, you know the Critics' Choice Awards? That's what we vote on.
No, I know the Kids' Choice Awards, though.
No. This is the Critics'.
This is different than that?
This is on the WB, though, so it's kind of similar. So, I thought we'd go over them because almost all the movies that I nominated didn't get even placed in
some of them.
So we each get to nominate for picture. We each nominate five, if you remember, and for all the best acting categories
like,
and everything else.
Sorry, is it three. Just like fill in a bubble?
You get to write them in. They tabulate it, and then they come up with for picture the top 10 of all the votes, and then for everything else the top five. But we are only able to vote for five movies and three in all the other categories.
Gotcha.
So for Best Picture, it's funny. We're going to do my best of list probably next week. So I'll deliver them to you then. I'm just going to tell you my number one right now, and it will stay number one, is Death of Stalin, funniest movie of the year. It's hysterical.
What?
It's brilliant.
Never even heard of that.
I'll give you my copy of it because it's outstanding. It's by the same guy who created Veep. So it kind of tells you what kind of comedy it is. So these are the top 10. These were nominated for Best Picture. Of them, I've only got one in my top 10. Black Panther, Black Klansman, The Favorite, First Man, Green Book, If Beale Street Could Talk, Mary Poppins Returns, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice. I hated Vice. I'm going to give the review.
That?
It's about Dick Cheney.
Christian Bale.
It's so well acted. It's such a bad movie. Best Actor, Christian Bale for Vice, which I did nominate him. Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born, I nominated him. Willem Dafoe for At Eternity's Gate, I have no idea what that movie is. Ryan Gosling for First Man, Ethan Hawke for First Reform, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, I nominated him, and then Viggo Mortensen for Green Book. Best Actress, Yalitza Aparicio from Roma, Emily Blunt from Mary Poppins Returns.
I bet she's good.
I didn't like it. No. Glenn Close from The Wife, I nominated her. Toni Collette from Hereditary, Olivia Colman from The Favorite, I nominated her, she was my number one, Lady Gaga from A Star Is Born, and Melissa McCarthy from Can You Ever Forgive Me, which is actually better than I thought it was.
What was it, Olivia who?
Olivia Colman, Colman, from The Favorite, another movie you have not seen, it just came out, it's out, she's so good in it, it's so, I love this movie. Best Supporting Actor, Mahershala Ali from The Green Book, Timothy Chalamet from Beautiful Boy, Adam Driver, Black Klansman, Sam Elliott, A Star Is Born, Richard E. Grant from Can You Ever Forgive Me, and Michael Jordan from Black Panther. I didn't nominate any of them. Best Supporting Actress, Amy Adams from Vice, Claire Foy from First Man, Nicole Kidman from Boy Erased, I nominated her, Regina King from If Beale Street Could Talk, then both Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz from The Favorite, I nominated both of those three. So my three choices actually ended up in the Supporting Actress
Emma Stone
category.
Gets a vote from me no matter what. Even if
she's
I haven't seen the movie.
So good. Yeah. This is because I can't stand her anymore because she plays the same character all the time. Mm. But now she was really good in this. Best Young Actor or Actress. She had to be under the age of 18.
Weird.
Elsie Fisher from Eighth Grade, who I nominated.
Uh-huh. She was really good.
Thomasin McKenzie from Leave No Trace. Ed Oxenbould from Wildlife. Millicent Simmons, she played the deaf girl. She's actually deaf in real life from A Quiet Place, so I thought she was really good in that.
Yeah.
Amandla Stenberg from The Hate U Give and Sonny Suljic from Mid-90s. I nominated him for that.
Where can I watch Mid-90s?
In theaters.
Is it?
Shut up. I'll handle it. I'll take it. Best Acting Ensemble, all three that I nominated ended up in this one. Black Panther, Crazy Rich Asians, which I nominated, The Favorite, which I nominated, Vice, and Widows, which I nominated. Best Director, Damien Chazelle from First Man, Bradley Cooper from A Star is Born, who I nominated, Alfonso Cuarón from Roma, Peter Farrelly, Green Book, Yorgos Lanthimos from The Favorite, Spike Lee, BlacKkKlansman, and Adam McKay from Vice.
Nothing from Bohemian Rhapsody for that?
It's definitely not going to get that.
What?
That movie got bad reviews.
Yeah.
Which is silly.
I
love it.
Really neat how they directed it.
I agree, but it got bad reviews. Best Original Screenplay, Bo Burnham from Eighth Grade, which I nominated, Alfonso Cuarón from Roma, Deborah Davis and Tony McNamara from The Favorite, which I nominated, Adam McKay, Vice, Paul Schrader, First Reformed, a whole bunch of people from The Green Book, and all of them from A Quiet Place, which actually I think I did nominate that for Best Script.
Is Bo Burnham going to be an Oscar-nominated?
I think he's going to get a nomination for that. I'm actually thinking it's going to get Best Picture, but it'll get nominated, I hope, but let's see.
Cool.
Best Adapted Screenplay, Black Panther, Can You Ever Forgive Me, If Beale Street Could Talk, A Star is Born, First Man, and BlacKkKlansman, none of which I might have nominated Can You Ever Forgive Me, I can't remember. Cinematography, we don't have to do blah, 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 I'm going to the ones that people care about. Okay, Best Animated Feature, The Grinch, The Incredibles 2, Isle of Dogs, which I nominated, Mirai, which I don't know what that is, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Best Action Movie, all the movies I nominated got picked. Avengers Infinity War, which I picked. Black Panther, Deadpool 2, which I picked. Mission Impossible Fallout, which I picked. Ready Player One, and Widows. Best Comedy, all that I nominated ended up getting on this. Crazy Rich Asians, Deadpool 2, which I nominated. Death of Stalin, which is my favorite movie, and I nominated. The Favorite, which I nominated. Game Night, and Sorry to Bother You. Best Actor in a Comedy, Christian Bale for Vice, I nominated. Jason Bateman for Game Night, Viggo Mortensen for Green Book, John C. Reilly for Stan and Ollie, Ryan Reynolds for Deadpool 2, who I nominated, and Lakeville Stanfield for Sorry to Bother You. Best Actress in a Comedy, Emily Blunt, Mary Poppins, Olivia Colman, who I nominated for The Favorite, Elsie Fisher for Eighth Grade, Rachel McAdams for Game Night, which is bizarre and stupid, Charlize Theron for Tully, who I nominated, even though I didn't like the movie, and Constance Wu for Crazy Rich Asians, who's outstanding in this. Mm-hmm. I really like her. Sci-fi or horror movie, here are the nominees for Best Sci-Fi or Horror Movie from the Broadcast Film Critics Association. Annihilation, which I nominated. Halloween, which I nominated. Hereditary, A Quiet Place, which I nominated. And Suspiria, which I didn't see because it looks too scary. Best Song, Black Panther, All the Stars, Dumplin', Girl in the Movies, I've never heard of that movie, RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's documentary, I'll Fight, Mary Poppins Returns, The Place Where Lost Things Go, it's not a good song, The Winner, and which I nominated, A Star is Born, Shallow.
Shallows.
That's the same one. And it's not Shadows, it's Shallow.
You're right.
Mary Poppins Returns.
Once you said that, I realized that it was not Shadows.
It could also be In the Shadows, it's Shallow.
It sounds the same.
Yeah, kind of. Mary Poppins Returns, Trip a Little Light Fantastic, which I don't even remember. And then finally, Best Score, Green Book, If Beale Street Could Talk, Isle of Dogs, Black Panther, which I think I actually nominated, First Man, and Mary Poppins Returns. So all the winners, I got to vote today. So here's now how I'm going to vote, and then we'll leave. Best Picture, out of this list, I'm going to vote for The Favorite. Best Actor, I'm going to vote for Christian Bale.
Really?
Best Actor, because he's really good in it. It's just an awful movie. Well, because you're supposed to nominate.
It can't be better than Rami Malek.
He's better than Rami Malek.
No way.
Best Actress, I'm going to vote for, this one's tough. I don't know. It's either going to be Glenn Close or Olivia Colman. Just because I like both of them. I'll probably go with Olivia Colman. Best Supporting Actor, I'm going to go with, out of this list, Michael B. Jordan. Best Supporting Actress, I'm going to go with Nicole Kidman for Boy Erased. Best Young Actor, Actress Elsie Fisher for Eighth Grade. Best Acting Ensemble, I'm going to go with The Favorite. Best Director, I'm going to go with, out of this list, The Favorite, Yorgos Lanthimos. Best Original Screenplay, I'm going to go with Eighth Grade. Adapted Screenplay, I'm going to go with Can You Ever Forgive Me? And then Best Acting in a Comedy, or Best Action Movie, I'm just going to go with Avengers Infinity War. So They're going to do the awards on January 13th, and it's going to be on the CW. I was invited, but it's in Los Angeles, so I'm not going to go.
Because then you have to see your family.
Well, I've been thinking more and more about going to LA and not even telling them that I'm there. But I kind of feel like I'm going to be outed, either via social media, because I'll inevitably tweet about it.
Yeah.
And they listen. Yeah, they listen to the show, so they might actually hear that
I'm
there.
They listen to your show?
Everyone, they download the podcast, which you can too. Just text the keyword podcast to 1-800-465-8770. Bye, everybody.